This is episode number 2631 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Princess Watch 24.
Princess Watch.
After Bravo host Andy Cohen threw more fuel to the internet bonfire over Princess Kate and saying that the person pretending to be her in the video over the weekend was a double.
Jeez.
Now somebody at the hospital where Kate was being treated earlier this year allegedly tried to sneak a peek at her medical records.
Really?
But got busted.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, I bet they were under lock and key.
Oh, well.
As any record should be.
As any medical record should be.
However, yeah. I bet hers were guarded with.
It was an inside job. It was an inside job.
Allegedly, at least one staffer at the London clinic had attempted to access Kate's personal file, presumably to see what was actually wrong with her. But the hospital claims they were intercepted in the act. An internal investigation has been launched at the London clinic because it's just not that hard to figure out who's been in a record.
Well, and here's the thing. Who paid whom at the hospital to go find that? Which tabloid paid somebody?
That's that's true. That they were probably after all of them.
Of course. It was TMZ. It was somebody.
There was probably
Daily
people
Mail,
who would have tried anyway.
The Mirror, all of them. Yeah, of course.
The Sun.
Yeah, why would you, risk your job if there wasn't a ton of money at the end of that carrot?
I bet they were probably standing behind bushes outside the hospital.
Yes, of course.
Saying, psst, go check the record. Psst, go look at the record. Psst, we'll pay to get the record.
Yeah.
Now, reportedly, top brass at the hospital contacted Kensington Palace once they became alerted to the attempted security breach and promised they'd get to the very, very bottom of it.
The bottom.
The bottom.
Right to the bottom.
Other workers there are shocked and shaken up by
sure
this.
They are.
As the London clinic is well-respected, which it is, and usually honorable medical establishment that treats high-profile people, including members of the royal family at large. But members of the royal family at large aren't news fodder.
Well, they can be. They can be. They can be.
But no one more than Princess Kate.
Not at this point. No. Yeah, but remember when she was giving birth to all the heirs? Everybody was all over it. They were all over it.
Well, right. The same thing. They're all over this.
Yeah. Well,
it's Princess Kate.
I'm just waiting to see what gets leaked. Somebody's got something they can leak. I think they do. Because these records are all digital. So all you got to do is see it and go like, I read it. I got it. You know?
Right. Yeah. However, if you say that you know and you say that you saw, you are in violation and can be busted for it.
If you knew what they know, that they know that they know, but they don't know, but they kind of know. They know.
Now, if you know, you have to go see one of these disreputable sources and say, you have to pay me money for this. I'll show you all the shots that I took on my phone.
I think.
Then you give me anonymity and pay me money and I'll go away.
It's a grand conspiracy theory.
Shut up.
The earth is flat and the news is deep fake.
And I was looking at the video there was over the weekend. I'm thinking to myself, is that her? Is it really
you
her?
And Andy Cohen.
I'm Team Kate.
All right, okay. All right. We'll see.
TMZ said it was Team Kate with Kate, so I guess I have to go with TMZ.
We'll go with TMZ.
Dateline, Manjaro Confessions. Whoopi Goldberg is the latest celebrity to own up to taking the diabetes weight loss drug when she topped the scales at nearly 300 pounds.
Wow.
Without realizing it.
How do you not realize that you're 300 pounds? Come on.
Kind of sneaks up on you.
Yeah, okay.
Yesterday on The View, she explained how her weight over the years hasn't been her priority until she realized that she wasn't being a very good example for others who struggle. After her confession, after her confession, co-host Sunny Hostin, she chimed in that she too had used the drug after gaining 40 pounds during the pandemic.
So they all come out. They come out of the woodwork. Monjaro confessions. Who's going to be next?
Hey, Travis Kelce is in talks with Amazon to revive the game show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Oh. Which is actually a contestant?
Well,
sorry.
That was actually a really cute show.
Jeff Foxworthy. I listened to him on a podcast not too long ago. He was on my MBOLX podcast.
Oh, okay.
And he said that was the best fun he had in television was doing that show. He loved it.
Yeah. Aw, that's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good fun. So now they want to do it with Travis. They want to do it on Amazon Prime. Okay.
Well, that's the word anyway.
All right. Okay. I mean, I guess, you know, I will say this about Travis Kelce and his brother Jason. They have a hell of a podcast. They put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
They're both sitting behind a microphone and they're just talking crap.
Just talking crap.
And they're very, very, very vocal and they know what they're talking about. And I mean, you know, they're articulate. That's the word I'm looking at.
Anyway, no details have been released and Travis's management at CAA not saying a word.
His management's at CAA. That's the non-sports management. That's his entertainment management.
Yes. Now, given his instant celebrity among non-sports fans, he's probably a shoo-in.
If you don't know, Travis Kelce is a future Hall of Famer tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs.
He is very good. Him and his brother just retired, and his brother was
the center for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Extremely good.
Super Bowl winning.
Just excellent in his field.
Future Hall of Famer, Jason Kelce.
Aaron Taylor Johnson might be the next James Bond.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yes. According to AUK newspaper, he's expected to accept the role later this week.
Okay.
He's 33, American.
Oh.
So.
I don't know.
Where's the accent?
Right.
A little young to play 007-2, we'll see. He does have the rugged good looks. I'll say that.
Okay.
He's most of what he's done has been playing supporting roles.
Yeah. Yeah.
His biggest role, Pietro Maximoff in the Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh yeah. Spoiler alert, he's dead.
Well,
he played Wanda's brother. And in the TV show WandaVision, because Pietro is supposedly dead, they substituted Aaron for somebody else for the WandaVision.
He could be.
Yeah, no, he could do it. He could pull it off.
He's not exactly who I would have chosen, however.
Is the accent going to work, though? Because it can't be James Bond with an American accent.
No.
In fact, I'm starting to wonder if Millie Bobby Brown is ever going to be able to play another role because she's lost her British accent. I mean, come on. Millie. All right. With our apologies to Halle Berry, we ran out of Halle Berry time today. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.